You know, each week at this time, some weeks not at all, but this week, definitely, I feel it coming on. We honor a town, a village, a burg across the rearranged U.S. Here's Sarah Nix with our Town of the Week.
College Station, Texas, is in Brazos County in the heart of Central Texas, about 2 hours northwest of Houston. As you may well know, it's home to Texas A&M University. So how did a town come to be named after a school? Well, let me tell you. It all started when the Houston and Texas Central Railway, of course, was built through the area in about 1860. The Brazos River feeds the valley, and the fertile land helped growing farms and ranches. In the early 1870s, a land-grant school was built in the valley and named the Agricultural and Mechanical College of Texas, in case you were wondering what the A&M stood for, Agricultural Mechanical. As the little town grew, the railway built a spur to the campus and named the station College Station. Oh. College Station became a city in 1938. The population is about 100,000 people now. It's the hometown of Lyle Lovett, WWE wrestler Ryan Ryback Reeves, and David M. Lee, who won the 1996 Nobel Prize in Physics for, and I'm quoting, discovering the superfluidity of helium-3.
And a WWE wrestler.
I know, and Lyle Lovett.
Yeah.
I think he's the former something-something, Julie Roberts something-something. Texas A&M is also home to the George Bush Presidential Library, which visitors might like to check out. It's a university town, College Station has events and festivals all year round. And, of course, the one sports team you don't want to miss is the A&M Aggies.
No.
And that is our Town of the Week, College Station, Texas.
You could miss them if you wanted to. Thank you. That's very well done. And I feel like I know the place right now, and Lyle Anderson. That's Lyle Anderson. I'm looking at him in the booth. Don't feed him, though, and don't knock on the glass because it makes him very
nervous. Don't tease Lyle.
Don't tease
Lyle.
And Lyle's calling randomly to somewhere around College
Maybe
Station.
Maybe Lyle is still living there, hanging around or something.
Where?
I love it.
Lyle
Love It.
Get him.
Yeah, dial up Lyle Love It, Lyle.
Do you like Lyle Love It, Lyle? Are you fond of Lyle Lovett?
One-eyed Fiona's there.
Yeah. Okay, he's not talking to us. No. Does your microphone still work, Lyle?
Sure. No.
Doesn't? Say something.
You're distracting him.
What?
He's waving his hands.
What? Go ahead, say something, Lyle. People won't like to hear from you every so often, just so you're all right.
The button's too far away.
Okay.
There you go.
Thank you for that.
It's too far
away. Do we have someone then? Lyle, are you still calling randomly?
He's pointing at the computer.
Yeah, but he's always doing that.
I think
he's on one of those sites again that he goes on.
Michael, you're agitating him. Don't agitate him.
It's not
him.
Even a touch screen. Look at him. He's touching the screen. Get off that site. That goes on our university account. What?
Look on your screen.
Oh, we have someone from College Station. Christy Petty. And she is from College Station. Let's find out if what we know so far is accurate and what more she can add. Hi, Christy. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing today?
Oh, fine. Thank you. Do we catch you at a good time? You've got a few minutes here?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. What are you in the midst of?
Well, I actually own a restaurant in the area.
Oh,
so
man.
It's when we do brunch all weekend, so yeah. It's full-on brunch time.
Yeah. So is it real busy right now?
Yeah, it is. But I have my employees to do that, too. So
yeah, that's
I'm
what
good.
Employees are for, right? That's why you
right?
employ
exactly.
them. Otherwise, you'd have to do it all yourself. That,
exactly.
Make any sense? Is there a big special today?
We do farm fresh eggs and homemade toast and homemade jelly and stuff like that. So that's our special of today.
Are the eggs still warm when you put them in the pan?
Yes, that hopefully.
Because that's really fresh. That's a fresh egg if it's still warm when you put it in there. If you got to wash the straw off and all that, that's perfect.
Oh. It is from the farm about 5 miles down the road, so we get 2 or 3 deliveries a week.
Very cool.
So they're super fresh.
Do the chickens bring them in themselves? Is there a line of chickens?
No, but there's a cute old Texas farmer that does, so
yeah.
There's that.
Wonderful. Do you get your milk and stuff from him, too? Or just chickens?
No. Yeah, we do chicken and eggs and a lot of vegetables and fruits and stuff.
Yeah.
Dairy gets complicated with you know, rules.
Do you do chicken and waffles down there, or is that not a Texas thing?
Yeah, we do. A couple different places around here.
Oh, yeah, but you don't do it at your place. What's your place called?
It's called The Village.
The Village.
Yeah, it's kind of all based on sustainability and you know, local usage of art and music and food.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. So, and you have bands that come in there too and play and music? And
yeah, we have local music that plays every weekend.
Yeah. Who's playing tonight?
We had Joey McGee is our kind of our house guy that plays a whole lot, and he's great.
Yeah.
He calls it folk soul groove.
Okay, I think I know his type.
Yeah.
I know guys who do that sort of thing, folk soul groove typers. Well, that's great. Did you happen to hear our description that Sarah did earlier of College Station?
I did.
And it was good. It was pretty accurate.
Yes, she did good. The only thing that I heard, and I explained to Lyle also beforehand, was that Bryan College Station is kind of a twin city, or it is a twin city. It's Bryan College Station. And so my business is actually in Bryan. I only say that because the railroad came through in 1870, like she said, and that really formed Bryan. And College Station didn't actually form to a real city until about 1940, like a good 70 years later. So, but there, I mean, you know, if there wasn't a sign, you wouldn't know which city you were in.
I see.
You know, everything is completely, you know, like right on top of each other.
Yeah. So before that, it was just everywhere where Texas A&M was.
Right. I think that's really what had happened is Texas A&M was about, you know, 10 miles out in the country. Mm-hmm. And then as everything's grown, both of the cities kind of grew together and the country. Mm-hmm. And then as everything's grown, both of the cities kind of grew together. Yeah. And it's one large area. Together, there's about 250,000 people in Bryan College Station.
Yeah. Well, is A&M still in the hunt for the playoffs or whatever they call them now in college?
Yeah, I think that hunt kind of got lost towards the last half of the season.
Oh yeah.
We started strong, 5-0. I think we're 5-3 now. Last three. But you know, Aggies are forever loyal, so we're still proud of them. They're doing a good job.
Yeah. Who are they playing today?
Auburn.
Auburn? Is that in town or is it?
It's actually in Auburn.
In Auburn.
In Alabama this time.
That's why it's so quiet in the restaurant. Everyone go to Auburn.
No, I had to leave. I didn't want to give you any of my background noise.
Oh, okay. Now, did you grow up in College Station or in Bryan?
No, I actually grew up in East Houston, but I went to Texas A&M.
You did.
Class of '98.
Yeah.
And I've lived here since about '95.
Oh, good. Did you? What'd you major in?
Communications.
Okay. So that never works because that was mine.
Right. That's why I own a restaurant. I have a communications degree. So.
You're lucky you landed on your feet after communication arts.
Yeah. Psychology minor really pulled me through too. That helped a lot.
Yeah. Well, that would be handy at least.
Right.
And what made you think of going into the restaurant business?
Well, I really I wanted to build something that I felt was lacking in the area, and that was just a place that showcased our culture and was kind of a living room.
Cool.
We're in the Bible Belt to an extent, so and we're also in a college town, so I like to say that we have a lot of bars and we have a lot of churches, and we don't have a lot of anything else in between that. And so my place is a place where you can read your Bible and drink a beer at the same time and nobody will care one way or the other. So.
Yeah. Revelations with a beer is much better, actually.
Yeah.
I find that's just me, I guess. Okay, well, that's really cool, actually. Wonderful idea. Yeah, but you know, like they say, one out of two restaurants fail within the first couple of years. Was it hard to get established? Now, how long have you been doing it now?
Actually, yesterday was our sixth birthday.
Well, congratulations. So you're doing good.
So, that was exciting. Yeah, and we're in the historic downtown Bryan area, which is the area that used to be where the railroad runs through, and it's where all the old, you know, just where everything ran in and out with all the boom. It was the heart of Bryan. So the building that I'm in is from 1910. And there's a lot of buildings from 1860 and 1870 in that area.
Yeah,
and it's funny that you brought up Lyle Lovett because if you look on his website, he has a song called This Old Porch, and it's about Bryan College Station. And he walks the streets of downtown Bryan when it was all boarded up. And it's a really interesting way of seeing what it was like just about 15, 20 years ago, and now it's a thriving place, yeah. A visitor center for people in the area to go to.
Been a resurgence. Thanks yeah. to Lyle Lovett or in spite of him?
He's a great just ambassador for our area.
I'm
he's
sure,
such
yeah.
a wonderful musician and a really kind person.
Yeah, he seems like a great guy. What was your building originally? Was it some other use, I'm sure?
Yeah, it's been quite a few things. Mm-hmm. It was a pool hall at one point. It was a paint company. And it's been an antique store before I took it over.
Yeah.
So it's had a photography studio in it. And so, like, especially during that, probably 20-year slump, there was a lot of stuff, one after another. But mm-hmm. for the long time, there's a really great picture of it being a paint company in the 50s, yeah. really, with old cars parked out in front of it and everything.
Yeah.
So
it means the paint guy won it in a pool game, basically.
Right, probably.
Said, okay, now it's a paint company.
Yeah.
Something along those lines. Well, that sounds great. Thank you for taking time and speaking with us. It sounds and when's a good time to come to College Station or to Bryant? Anytime or?
Yeah, I mean, it's beautiful. Our spring and fall is just a really beautiful time of year. So that's mm-hmm. when we get a lot of our visitors because the summers can be pretty brutal, upwards of 100
yeah.
degrees and the humidity from Houston and everything. So,
yeah.
But we do have really mild winters, so pretty much avoiding June to August is a good time. But that's when all the students are gone, so that's when the that's when the townies really like it because
yeah.
it becomes our town again. Because yeah. A&M has about, I think, 43,000 undergraduates right now.
Uh-huh.
So it's one of the top five largest undergraduate schools in the country. It kind of moves around. I don't know which one it is right now.
Yeah. Well, we're in Madison, so we have much the same thing,
Yeah.
And now no one leaves over the summer anymore. So it's there used to be an advantage. They at least go back home for a couple of months. But now they year round.
Yeah,
like the geese. It's like the geese. They don't leave.
Now. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, there are geese here that are here year round. They have a little condo. There's a geese condo down here. Well, I want to thank you for taking the time, Christy, and congratulations to you on your success there in the Village Cafe. It's great to hear about that. And we have a little something for you for being so kind.
We do. We'll be sending you the golden glory of the Badger State in an assortment of organic handcrafted cheeses from Southwest Wisconsin's Cedar Grove Cheese.
Yummy. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks. Christy Petty from the Village Cafe in Bryan, College Station, Texas. Very cool. Now, do you want to...
What are you doing?
Why do I do it?
Why don't you do it?
No, you're...
You've got such a good rapport with this crowd.
No. Come on now.
Okay,
they want to see
now.
You. They've seen me.
Maybe you should explain what's happening.
Well, what she's going to do, ladies and gentlemen, she's going to take the microphone. She's going to remove the dart from the dartboard. She is now walking into the audience in some very classy boots, by the way, and looking for someone who will throw the dart to pick our next town of the week. Let's see who she finds.
And you're visiting from?
Just outside of Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Great. Well, do you have a dart throwing expertise?
Not expertise, but not too bad either, probably.
Well, it's very simple. What you're going to do is walk up the stairs, come up onto the stage, keep your eyes open, don't throw it at Michael, and see what you get.
Here we go. Oh, she's a dart thrower.
Oh, that was good.
So obvious.
Grove Hill, Alabama.
Grove Hill,
Thank
Alabama.
Thank you.